Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Scientia Mathematics, Physics, Chemistry, Biology, and Astronomy for All is an illustrated science compendium from the Wooden Book series. Attributed in the supplied metadata to Matt Tweed and associated with several Wooden Books contributors, rather than presenting one continuous textbook argument, it gathers six compact volumes on mathematical and physical formulae, proof, chemical elements, evolution, the human body, and the cosmos. Its genre is best understood as a visual reference and introductory survey for general readers, students, and science enthusiasts who want a broad map of modern scientific knowledge without a highly technical core structure. The book emphasizes concise explanation, symbolic clarity, diagrams, engravings, and visual organization. Its purpose is not to replace specialized study in any one discipline, but to show how the sciences connect through pattern, measurement, structure, matter, life, and scale. It stands within a tradition of compact educational books that treat scientific literacy as both conceptual and visual. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mathematical and physical formulae as a shared language of nature. One central function of Scientia is to present mathematics and physics as the organizing grammar behind many observable phenomena. The volume on useful mathematical and physical formulae suggests that equations are not included merely as school exercises, but as compact descriptions of relationships in the world. Formulae reduce complex behavior to measurable links among quantities, such as proportion, motion, force, energy, geometry, and periodicity. In a broad science reference, this matters because mathematics provides a bridge between disciplines that otherwise seem separate. The same habits of abstraction used in geometry and algebra also support physical explanation, chemical measurement, biological modeling, and astronomical calculation. The book appears designed to make these relationships visible rather than exhaustive. Its compact format favors recognition of patterns over long derivations. For readers outside technical fields, this approach can clarify why science depends on symbolic representation. A formula is not just a result to memorize. It is a compressed model that states what changes together and what remains invariant. Secondly, proof and diagrammatic reasoning through the QED tradition, the inclusion of Q. ED gives the collection a distinctive emphasis on proof, not only on facts. In mathematical culture, QED marks the completion of a demonstration, so its presence signals an interest in how certainty is established. This is important because many popular science books summarize discoveries without showing the reasoning habits that make scientific and mathematical claims persuasive. A compact treatment of proof can introduce readers to the difference between observation, conjecture, evidence, and demonstration. Diagrams are especially useful here because they allow spatial relations to be inspected directly. In the Wooden Book style, visual presentation can make proof feel less like a formal barrier and more like a disciplined way of seeing. The likely value of this section is conceptual rather than procedural. It helps readers understand that mathematics is not only calculation, but also argument. That perspective supports the rest of the book because scientific knowledge depends on structured justification, whether through proof, measurement, experiment, or coherent explanatory models. Thirdly, chemical elements and matter as the foundation for complexity, the chemistry component, identified as essential elements, places matter at the center of the scientific picture. Chemistry often functions as the middle layer between physical law and biological organization because it explains how atoms, elements, compounds, and reactions create the materials of everyday experience and living systems, in a compact general reference. The value of this section is likely its ability to organize basic chemical knowledge around the components of matter rather than around laboratory technique. That choice fits the broader structure of Scientia. Once readers encounter mathematical and physical principles, chemistry shows how those principles appear in tangible substances. Elements are especially effective pedagogically because they provide a finite framework for understanding diversity. Different forms of matter can be interpreted through combinations, structures, and transformations of elemental building blocks. The book, therefore, presents chemistry not as an isolated subject, but as the discipline that makes the material world intelligible. It connects scale, structure, and composition in a way that prepares readers for biology and planetary science. Fourthly, evolution and the human body as connected biological systems. Scientia includes both evolution and the human body, which allows biology to be approached from two complementary directions. Evolution explains how living forms change across generations and how diversity can arise through natural processes. The human body, by contrast, focuses attention on organization within an organism, including structure, function, and interdependence among bodily systems. Placing these topics together is significant because it prevents the body from being treated as a static machine detached from natural history. human anatomy and physiology make fuller sense when seen as outcomes of biological inheritance, adaptation, constraint, and shared ancestry. At the same time, evolutionary theory becomes more concrete when readers can connect it to recognizable forms and functions. The book is not positioned as a specialized biology textbook, so its likely strength lies in orientation. It gives readers a conceptual map for thinking about life at multiple scales, from inherited variation and species change to organs and bodily coordination. This reinforces the wider theme of science as connected knowledge. Lastly, The Compact Cosmos and the Challenge of Scientific Scale, the astronomical section, The Compact Cosmos, extends the book from human scale to cosmic scale. Astronomy is especially suited to the visual and condensed style of Scientia because it requires readers to imagine distances, masses, motions, and time spans far beyond direct experience. A compact treatment can help by arranging large ideas into diagrams and comparative structures. The cosmos also completes the interdisciplinary arc of the book. Mathematics supplies measurement, physics explains motion and energy, chemistry describes matter, and astronomy applies these tools to stars, planets, and large-scale structure. This sequence shows why the sciences cannot be cleanly separated in practice. Understanding the universe depends on observing light, calculating motion, identifying elemental signatures, and interpreting physical processes over immense time. The value of this section is not just factual coverage of celestial objects. It trains readers to think across scale. By moving from formulae and elements to bodies in the cosmos, Scientia frames scientific literacy as the ability to connect small structures with vast systems. In conclusion, Scientia is best suited to readers who want a concise, visually oriented entrance into several major scientific fields rather than a full textbook in any one of them. It is appropriate for curious adults, older students, educators seeking a compact reference, and gift readers who enjoy elegant informational design. Its practical benefit is orientation. A reader can use it to refresh basic scientific ideas, recognize recurring patterns across disciplines, and develop a clearer vocabulary for further study. Its intellectual benefit is integration. By placing formulae, proof, elements, evolution, anatomy, and astronomy in one volume, it encourages the reader to see science as a network of methods and scales rather than as isolated school subjects. Compared with many popular science books, Scientia stands out because of its format. It does not rely mainly on narrative biography, current research reporting, or simplified controversy. Instead, it uses concentrated explanation and visual material to create a durable reference object. Compared with conventional encyclopedias, it is more selective and aesthetically unified. Compared with textbooks, it is less procedural but more approachable. Its strongest role is as a conceptual map that invites deeper exploration. If you would like to support Matt Tweed, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.